My name's Dallas Bennett. I go to UBC for like Frosh Week. They have all of the kids that are in residence go to the pool. When I got there, I had to choose what change room I was going to go into. And I decided to go into the women's change room because I figured the worst thing that would happen there would be someone would say something and I wouldn't necessarily get like punched in the face. And so then when I was in there, there was this girl who like eyed me down and she was like, "You're a boy." And I was like, "No, I'm not." And she's like, "Yes, you are." And I was like, "No." And so I'm like trying to avoid her and she just like kept saying this to me and then like went over to her group of friends and like started loudly talking about this. And it like ended up being okay because I managed to like find a stall, change, and get in the pool. But it still like it turned me off ever going to the pool again. And I lived there for a full year and never went back.
Yeah, my name's Kai Scott. I just recently had surgery, so it's just it's a comfortable place to kind of get used to my new body. Going into the swimming pool, it's all new because I'm now going shirtless, whereas I didn't before. And even before, I covered up quite a bit. And so, you know, that just looked different. And now it's exciting to be, you know, without a shirt, but it's also, you know, very obvious because I have scars, you know, 2 incision scars and, you know, new nipples. So, you know, it's obvious that I've undergone surgery. And so, you know, for people who haven't been exposed to that, you know, a source of staring.
My name is Jen Crothers, and I am one of the organizers of the All Body Swim. I identify as butch, so I look a bit more masculine than your average woman, but I still identify as a woman, and so the women's restroom is the place that I should be. But I look different from people in there, and it just makes me feel uncomfortable sometimes that people stare at you or just sort of think, "What are you doing in here? You're in the wrong change room." And so coming here, I feel like I'm a weirdo, but I'm the best kind of weirdo, and I like being that. And I feel surrounded by people who are similarly weird, and we see each other here. We feel supported in a way that you might not feel in the mainstream society. And so that, to me, is empowering.